Kinyan number 7 in the Memches Tvarim Shatar Niknas Bahen is Anava. Humility. Now there's much to talk about on this Midah. I'll mention a couple of points brought in the Sefer Matnas Chaim. We tend to think that Anava is how we interact with our friends, our families. We act humble. We try not to brag. And that also gives us an opportunity to learn from others, because if you're machshev and you see the qualities of other people, you'll definitely have the opportunity to learn from them. But when it comes to the kinyanim of Torah, anava is something that a person has to work on within himself. A person has to be mevatel his das to the das of Torah. And something he doesn't understand from reading or learning something for the first time, he should think that the chesaron is in himself, and he should try as hard as possible to see the emes. And that way he'll be zeicha to understand the Torah, la'amitos hadvarim. We find in Mishlei, the Pasuk says, Perek Yud Zayin, Perek Pasuk Yud Beis, Ra'isa ish chacham be'enav tikva l'ksil mimenu. And the Gaon explains that a person who understands and knows that he's a ksil, he's a fool, he doesn't hold of himself, he doesn't think of himself as something special, then it's possible he'll be able to see fault in himself. But a person who's a chacham be'enav and won't be able to see any fault in himself, then tikva l'ksil mimenu. There's more hope for a fool than for this chacham himself. And when it comes to Torah, as much as a person realizes how much more he has to go before he really understands something, that's how much more he'll have success in mingzeichet chachmas haTorah. The Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Me'ilah, writes the following, Roila adam l'hizboinein b'mishpatei haTorah HaKadosha. Person should give thought to the mishpatim of the Torah, v'leida seif inyanam kifikaychai, and to understand, get to the bottom of each halacha and everything that's written in the Torah. V'davar shal yimtza lo tam, v'lo yida lo ila, al yehekal be'eno, v'lo yaris lalis el Hashem pen yifretz boi. Something which you can't understand, something he's having a hard time grasping, he shouldn't make light of it. And then he uses an expression, v'lo yaris lalis el Hashem pen yifretz boi, expression used by Matan Torah. But then the Rambam continues and says as follows, v'lo tehe machshavtoi boi, ki machshavtoi b'shar divrei chol. A person should not approach understanding Divrei Torah the same way he approaches understanding Divrei Chayil. Then he says, let's look and see how stringent the Torah was discussing Me'ilah. Sticks and stones, sand. Once a person calls the Shem Adon Ha'olam Aleihem B'dvarim, with just mere words, he can be Mekadesh these things. Person should not literally kick them because he doesn't understand the reasonings. And he ends off again. Person should not approach thinking and understanding Torah the same way he approaches and understands Divrei Chayil. If you take a look in Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, Chelek Gimel, page Kuf Ayin Zayin, he explains the Rambam as follows. He says, the Torah Elokis, is Rechava Me'eretz Mida V'amuka Min Hayam. And if a person approaches Torah with his Sichlai HaMetzumtzim, and he estimates and tries to understand Torah with his small capacity, he says it's literally being married as HaTorah L'madrega Sichlei V'Hasagasai V'ein L'cha Hitzal L'chulin U'me'ila B'kodesh G'day L'mizu. That in itself, trying to approach understanding Torah with a person's mere mind and not understanding how much greater and how much deeper and how much more there is to Torah, that itself is a me'ila. And he compares it to a person's senses. Let's say sight, for example. A person could only see a certain distance. Now, do you think that because he can't see past that distance, there's nothing after where he can't see? Of course, he just can't get there. It's past his sight distance. So too, Torah is the same way. There's a gevul and a kitzvah to the hasaga of a person, and he has to be mekabel the biurim of Chazal for every single ois and tag in the Torah. Because the lashon, the language of the Torah, is not the same language we're used to using, and it doesn't meet, it's not on the same wavelength as our minds. In order to understand Torah properly, person has to learn Torah, b'kedusha, b'tahara, and it has to have a mesorah, ish mipi ish. And he ends off, v'lachein, rak al yedei, shalshelas ha-kabbalah, shalchazal, sheyedu lahazbir v'lidrosh, kol ois v'tak sheb'torah, yicholim onu lahavin, mashahu, l'thimidas ha-sagoseinu, b'divrei ha-torah ha-kedusha. Now this is all part of the midah of anava. If a person has this humility and can understand that his hasaga only reaches a certain level, and past that he has to be makabel what Chazal say, and understandably that as a person grows in learning and learns b'kedusha of tahara and with all the other memches kinyanim shatera niklas bahem, he grows and has a and his hasaga grows, then he can understand Torah on a deeper level. This is all part of what's necessary to be koneh Torah in the proper oifen. Have a wonderful day.